I'm Robin Crane, and this is the Growing Your Financial Business the Woman's Way podcast. Listen, I was a financial advisor for over a decade, and I got so sick of the old archaic strategies that your grandpa used to get clients. What the industry teaches today is still so outdated and just doesn't work anymore. So I had to find a better way for myself, and then I got obsessed with sharing these how-tos with other women like me. The stuff I teach doesn't require giving up your life, your sanity, or your family time. I want women like you to have it easier than I had it, so you can thrive in the industry. I've now helped thousands of women grow their financial businesses to multiple six figures, some even seven figures per year. So on this podcast, you're going to get an inside look at how they did it so you can do it too. Let's dive into the show.
Hey, I am so excited to bring on Mike Koenig. So I'm going to tell you a little about him personally before I go into his actual bio, but Mike, you might not even know this, but I knew about you probably from the first video I saw with you and Tony Robbins. I don't remember exactly what you talked about, but I remember thinking, wow, this guy is amazing and all the things that he's done. And then the second time I heard a lot about you was through my husband, who we actually got in a fight because he said, honey, we're going to become number one best-selling authors. And I was like, hey, don't put that on me. Like, you can do what you want to do, but I don't know that I'm ready for that. So you go become a number one best-selling author. And when I'm ready, I'll do it. And he's like, no, there's a formula. Like, Mike is teaching me how to do it. And I was like, okay, well, that feels like way too much pressure, honey. And then like, he started doing it. I'm like, can I do that? Can I do that too? And so then we became number one best-selling authors per what you taught him. And he's now, you know, taking that to the next level. But before I let you speak, let me tell them about you, because there's so much more that's well beyond my experience with you. You've consulted and advised major brands, including Sony, BMW, General Mills, 3M, and celebrity clients, including Tony Robbins, Paula Abdul, Richard Dreyfuss, Dave Asprey, John Assaraf, Brian Tracy, Peter Diamonds, Daniel Amen. I don't know how to say his last name.
Amen.
And Darren Hardy. He's a 15, going on 16, number one best-selling author. His latest book is Next Act. And we're actually going to talk about the book that's coming out soon, which is Referral Party. But he has so much credibility, I can't even fit it on this introduction. But most of all, I know this guy is so willing to help all the time because he's in one of the masterminds that I'm in called Flight Club. And we have just had many conversations where Mike just gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. So thank you for being here, Mike.
Woohoo! Happy to be here. It's good to be here with you, Robin.
Awesome. Well, let's start talking, like go right into this referral party idea, because I know you even shared this at Flight Club. Again, your generosity is so incredible because you don't keep anything back. And I know that's the same in your books. I know that's in your trainings. You always lead with so much value and you have so much abundance and not scarcity. Like, oh, I don't want to tell them this because then they're not going to work with me, or then they're going to go take and steal my ideas. So referral party is something you shared at the event. And lo and behold, it's been probably 4 months since you did that. And now you have a book coming out. So that's amazing. Yeah, tell them about this concept, because I know they want more referrals, more quality prospects all the time.
Okay, well, I'll kind of go through some of the core components here. And thank you, by the way. It's nice spending time with you.
You're welcome.
So I think when we look at it just from a big framing point of view, we all want more customers and we want higher ticket clients who convert faster, pay you quicker, who are happy and content and honor you, right? And also, the enemy of every business are complicated, expensive funnels that have lots of moving parts. I mean, sometimes they're a nightmare to create and set up and feed leads into. They convert badly. And the other thing is, you want to get from prospect to customer in the fewest number of steps possible. So with that in mind, here's the basic idea is, if I said to you, hey, Robin, I have an idea. There's a high probability there are people in my network who would become great clients for you. And what I'd like to do is schedule something I call a referral party. That way it implies it's actually going to be fun because they're fun.
Party. Let's meet.
Yay! So we're going to meet for an hour. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you like who your perfect customer is, what your current offer is. It's been a little while since we caught up. It's a good reason to get together with someone. And then in real time, I'm going to look through my contacts. That'll be my most recent message contacts, like text messages, emails, my database, and maybe other people who just come up top of mind who I think would be right fit connections, referrals, and customers for you. So what we do is we schedule that for 1 hour. It'll be 30 minutes for you, 30 minutes for me, because you may find that when you hear about my latest offering, you might know a couple of people who might be right fits. So we sit down, and there's some moving parts in here that I'll get into in a little bit, some of the technical details. But we'd sit down. I'd say, Robin, tell me about your latest offer and what you're providing and how much does it cost? What do you do? Da, da, da. What's the whole client experience like? And you'll go da, 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 da. I'll be like, great. Okay. Who's a perfect customer for you? Tell me a story about the best client you've had recently and maybe, you know, get into the demographic, psychographic mindset and values they have. Okay, great. Who's someone who you don't want to work with? Like off, you know, like, these are hard notes. And you'd be like, oh, they definitely can't be uncoachable. They can't be broken and blah, 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 blah. I'll be like, okay, awesome. So I'll look through my list and I'll be, okay, I could found this person. And generally speaking, actually, this is my always, I have a Google Doc. So we're sharing the document in real time and putting our notes in there. So it's a collaborative experience, and I'll type in and I might come up with 8 or 10 people, and I'll have their phone numbers, their email address, and their names. I'll be like, okay, great. Now I'm going to make a quick video with you. Now, if you have a paid version of Zoom, and I prefer using Zoom, you can actually make an unlisted video and broadcast it to Zoom in real time or to YouTube in real time. Okay. And there's a few reasons why this works so well. You can also use Zoom, but Zoom won't export the video in real time. And it's super important that all this happens in real time, because if you're working with a quick start entrepreneur, they will not do homework and they won't finish what they start. You have to do it in real time or it won't happen. Okay. So pay that $50 or whatever the hell it is and get a paid version of Zoom, so you can be on for more than an hour, because this might go a little bit long. Anyway, what I do is I make a generic video at first about that person. And then I do some hyper personalized ones, because what I might say is, so let's say I found out, and let's just do a little role play. So if I said to you, still Robin, what's your current offer right now? What exactly is it that you're offering? Tell me about the client experience is like.
We have a high-level mentorship called FEM, Female Empowered Moneymakers, which is a phenomenal community of women advisors, financial advisors. And it's a group of about 30 or so. And these women are super, you know, high level, want to make a bigger impact, want to work with high net worth clients and want to work less, make more, and really give back to their communities.
Great. And what is the annual investment for this program?
$30,000 to $60,000, depending on the level.
Okay. And I'd like you to tell me a story about your perfect fit client. Like what are their mindsets and values? What are they really looking for? You know, there's what you say and what they really want and need. But just give me a little description of what that's like.
Okay. So one of the ladies, she has her own independent firm. She's been successful for some time. She's actually been in the industry for over 30 years. She has twins, 13-year-olds. And so she was coasting for a while, just kind of comfortable. But she really wanted to get to a higher level and ultimately hit the 7-figure-a-year mark. And she didn't feel like she really knew how to be effective with her marketing, like how to attract quality prospects. And also reliably and predictably. So she was so good at what she does that she gets referrals, but she doesn't know when she's going to get them. They're not, some are great and some are okay. And also she just felt like she was just kind of even keel, staying the same at the same place for the long time. So she really wanted, she valued growth. She values family. She values impact and transformation. So she wants to work with, you know, high level business owners and wants to make a huge difference in their financial, in their wealth, and also in their financial situation as well as their business. And do you want more than that?
This is great. Keep going.
Okay. She's extremely coachable. She thinks big. She's willing to take risk. But she's not willing to sacrifice what's most important to her. For example, during our program, her son was being bullied and she basically stopped to make sure everything was taken care of for her son and did not skip a beat to put the business above her family. So of course it was her son first, figuring out how to get him help and how to get him a new school and all the things that he might need. But then at the same time, she always fulfills on her promises to her clients. So she was very transparent about it, letting them know. So she values honesty. She's very real with people. She would never sell someone a product for the sake of selling someone a product. She would never try to make money for the sake of making money. She would always put others first and help them in the best way that she can. She also is very athletic, you know, wants to take care of her body and her health. And she exercises quite a bit. She's done 75 hard like we did. She runs a lot. What else? Am I getting good? Is that good?
Yeah, this is great.
Okay.
It's great.
And she's
stuff.
A single okay. parent, solo parent actually of two.
Okay. Okay. Great. So at this point, I'd say awesome. So I've got a pretty good sense of who your ideal right fit client is. And and then I'd brainstorm a little bit and I might say, okay, I got this one lady. Her name is Brenda. She lives in da-da-da. She's a financial advisor. Turns out she's a single mom too. I think she'd be a right fit. So I'd make this list. And then there might be some other things. I might even ask you one more question towards the end, which would be, what are the biggest challenges you're dealing with in your business right now? Where if I could give you a who could solve the how problem, it'd make a huge difference. And I'd be like, what's the biggest pain you're dealing with right now?
Me? Scaling.
Yeah.
Getting in front more of these type of women when it's such a small audience.
Okay. Yep. Okay, great. And I'd say, look, I've got a great data nerd who could help you figure out some leads. And then he's really, really good at cold email campaigns. So, you know, you probably get in front of a couple hundred a day and expect a 1-3% response rate. So, you know, 1-3 extra leads a day would probably be awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
His name is Eric. So basically I'd say, let's do him towards the end. So what I do then is I'd say, okay. And I always do this first and I come to the table and I pre-written like some text intro messages. So the intro might be, hey, Brenda, this is my friend, Robin Crane. Watch this video, connect and let me know how your first meeting goes. Okay. That would be a direct one where I have really good rapport already. If it's someone who I want to ask permission first, it'll be like, hey, Brenda, I know someone who I think can really impact your business, who is totally values compatible with you. Her name is Robin Crane. Would you like an intro? Okay. Mm-hmm. Then it'll be a little two-step. Mm-hmm. So I've pre-written these little blurbs and they're ready to be copy pasted. And what I'll do then is I'd sit down and I'd record the video, which again, I prefer to record directly to YouTube out of Zoom because you get the link right away. There's no downloading, there's no rendering. And if you're referring someone to, let's say someone who is the son or daughter of Satan, i.e. they use an Android, okay? I hate Android users. I hate them. Get a real phone. I prefer to drag the video, actually have the video and drag it right to the phone. But by using YouTube, you can just put the link in and it works. But I've found that the response rate overall, iPhone users are significantly more responsive and more valuable people as customers. And you know, Apple has found that too. Okay. there's a reason why Apple's the most valuable company in the world. It's because the people who use them are better buyers. And there's something about Android users. So I actually don't work with, if someone has an Android, I won't work with them. And I won't allow anyone on my team to, if they have an Android, I won't hire them. So wow, it's just, I'm old and crabby at this point, but I know what I like, and I'm not going to be limited by 1 minute videos and crappy green bubble texts and not being able to send an audio message in real time.
I know.
I'm not going to use WhatsApp. Messages. Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to use WhatsApp. I'm not going to use any of the other crappy platforms. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to change. I'm happy with who I am. So anyway, that's the crabby part of the show. Now we'll get back to the important part. So what
at least
I would
you admit it, Mike.
I'm fine. I don't need to be changed. I'm totally fine. All right. So here's what I would do. I would make a little video with you on the screen, and I'd go to Zoom. And in this case, I'd go live on YouTube. Boop. Click the little button, and it would then pop up, and I'd make an unlisted video. Okay. So it's just going to be a little link, and it'll start recording. And I'll actually do it. So you'll see it on the screen here. Mm-hmm. But I do live on YouTube. And I'm actually going to make one for you for real. All right.
Yes.
And Robin Crane, referral from Mike Koenigs. That's the name of this video. And I'll kind of show the screen just so we've shared it in case your team wants to edit. So, and I make the privacy unlisted, just like that. And then when I hit go live, it's going to put a little pop-up in the top left. Boom. All right. So it says we're live. So, hey, this is Mike. I want to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Her name is Robin Crane. In a moment, she's going to tell you a few things about her. But first of all, I'm reaching out to you because you're a female financial advisor. That's specifically who Robin works with. And I know that you're not interested in ever being stuck dealing with the status quo. I think you're totally coachable, which is one of the first important things. And you're all about growth and impact and income and transformation. And you're also honest and straightforward. You fulfill on your promises. And you'd never sell a product just to make money. You're going to do it because it's the right thing for that person. So what Robin has is a coaching and mastermind group for people just like you. And Robin, I'd like you to just provide a little 1 minute commercial about what your group is and who it's for and what you'll do for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for the introduction and nice to meet you. So what we do, we actually have a phenomenal community of women, and especially with such a male-dominated industry. I think it's so hard to come by, if at all. And what's amazing about it is one of the things I teach is really how to attract quality prospects. A lot of my ladies like to work with high net worth clients, but they don't want to just work with anyone. They want to work with the right people, and they want to be able to do marketing that's reliable and predictable, not chasing people or having, you know, no credibility whatsoever. And my guess is that you're totally credible. You've probably been in the industry for some time and you're phenomenal at what you do. But most of the women who come to me aren't that great at the marketing side or even the sales side. They think they're good at sales because they close those referrals. But when it comes to new cold leads, cold blood, maybe they miss some, leave some money on the table, or even what we like to say, leave love on the table. So if you're at all curious about this, and let's just connect and see if there might be a fit there. I'm not sure if there is or not, but we also have a lot of other stuff that might be great for you. And I think you'd love the community at a minimum, would really want to know about it. So looking forward to chatting.
Okay. Well, the next step is yours to take. Let me know how your first conversation goes. Both of you stay in touch with me. Okay. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Boom. Awesome. Just like that. Now that little video, I have a link, and again, I'm going to just show it to you right here. Boop.
They're going to have to get on YouTube for this one.
On.
Nice.
See that. Okay. And the whole thing, it's about, let's see how many minutes. Okay.
2 minutes,
it's short. 2 minutes, yeah, which is just right. That's the right length. I like to say try to do it in 2 minutes or less. And now if you've got it set up where it's actually side by side like this one, you got to make sure that you're not looking off to the side while the other person's talking. You actually have to nod your head and be interested. And you'll see how I'm kind of a little bit of a drone there, but not horrible. Okay.
Oh, good. So you're now, the one they already know. So you can be the drone as long as I'm smiling totally. And happy. We're good.
Yep.
You don't have but to look credible in this video.
Yeah, not that. I was busy maneuvering some stuff and taking notes and grabbing links and so on. Yeah. But at this point, what I do then is I would open up my text message program. So in my case, it's iMessage. And I would go over here and so I'm going to do.
Good thing that exactly I don't have an Android or you'd be off the podcast right now.
You can just go to you know where. All right.
So while you're doing that. Okay, go ahead. Finish up. I wanted to give a little. Yeah. Little deframe on this. Okay. While you're doing that, let me just interject real quick. So what I know is coming up for some of these ladies is for sure a compliance question, but it shouldn't be an issue if as long as it's unlisted, your YouTube video is unlisted, it's really one message to one person. It's just like leaving a voicemail. So you shouldn't have an issue with compliance. If you were doing a message that's going to go to 100 people, you're going to have to get it through compliance. But in regards to this, it's very similar to in the old days, which you guys are still doing, but going to a cup of coffee. And actually, we recently had Mary Lyons on a podcast, and she was saying that she would have these conversations very similar to you, Mike, where she was like, you know, in the next 30 minutes, I want to really understand you and what's important to you. She didn't really necessarily talk about who they need, but what they need, let's say in their business or in their life. And I'm going to try and find some people that I know that could help you get the results that you want once I understand what you want. And then I'm going to talk to you about who I'm looking for. And if you know people, then, you know, I would appreciate an introduction, something like that. It was really, really savvy. And she used to do this 10 years ago or so, going and doing cups of coffee, where everyone else is doing cups of coffee, being like, what's this, like, cup of coffee? Cool, I'll follow up with you later. She had a really good call to action, very clear. And she'd do a great job at connecting. And what I want you all to recognize is Mike started thinking about, well, what's your problem and how can I help you? Even if it's not just introducing one-off clients, but it's also helping a bigger problem. And he's like, I'll connect you with Eric, right? This guy who has leads and a whole cold email campaign. So this is very much aligned with someone in the industry who has done this and was very successful. And so if you're thinking like, oh, I don't know how I would do this tech, or I don't know how I do this, you know, because of X, Y, and Z insert compliance issue or whatever, it's very, very doable. And it's just like, we might need to tweak it slightly depending on your rules, but otherwise, like, you can do this on Zoom. You don't even have to meet for a cup of coffee.
Great. Yes. I work with a lot of financial advisors, a lot of people in the wealth management business, and the compliance thing always comes up. And, you know, just don't say anything that's not okay. But this is coming from someone else introducing you. Someone else is originating this and they're making an intro. So as far as I know, the last time I observed, it's not against the law to have an opinion and refer someone to someone and make a personal introduction. So don't do anything stupid. And I'm not an attorney. I don't play one on TV or the internet. Okay. So here I'm going to show you what my screen looks like. Okay. So here's how I would do the intro. I'd put the two people's name up here. In my case, I'm texting myself and you, but Brenda Prospect, meet Robin Crane. You're both amazing people. I think Robin can help you. She works with financial advisors just like you to grow, scale, and market more effectively. Brenda is Mankato's top. Financial advisor in specialty. Okay. And I've got a whole bunch of examples in the materials that you're going to get. Because I've got a little download page for you. Watch this video, connect, and let me know how it goes. Okay.
And by the way, if you're just listening on the podcast and you're not seeing this, it's okay. You can imagine he's sending a group text via iPhone text. So it's in blue where you can, you know, leave messages and voice text and whatnot and making an intro between both of us. He's on it himself as well. And you can always come to YouTube and see this later or when you have a chance. So you'll be able to see it visually.
Great. So what's great about this, now this just used a default thumbnail, but usually it will actually grab an image from our video. And so the YouTube thumbnail shows up, Robin Crane, referral from Mike Koenig. So as long as you put the link at the bottom. So boom, just like that. And now both people get it. Now, for example, I've got a friend who I get together with every month to do referral parties. I have a very high ticket program that I charge between $125,000 and $150,000 for. So it doesn't take a lot of these to make a huge impact and dent. He just sent me 5 qualified prospects today. And I have done some of my top, and here's what's great about doing these. It is common for 80 to 90% of a referral. If they're two trusted people, you'll have a 90, 95% response ratio. Okay. And meaning someone will respond within 5 to 10 minutes of receiving that text message. This is why I like text. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be like, hey, nice to meet you, blah, 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 blah. Here's my, whoever, you know, both of you, but one of you, be prepared to have your online scheduling link right away. Mm-hmm. So that way, be like, great to meet you. And I'll always say, what's your email address? I'll send you a quick meeting link. And then I'll send it with email, but I want their email anyway. And then I also want to get their, I want to look them up. You know, I want to research them as much as I can. And I'll also text them my booking link too. I don't depend on email for anything anymore. I don't check my own email. I don't do social media. I don't waste my time on anything except direct connections. So the more intimate and the faster you are in responding, the better. And that's what's also great about this. So you can imagine now what I do for you is if I had a list of 10 people I'd grab, I would copy paste that message. Boop, 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 boop. And I just replaced their name. Okay. And a little bit about them. You know, I like to personalize it a little bit. So I said, Brenda is Mankato's top financial advisor in specialty. I like to personalize it. So both of them feel like they're receiving a compliment and there's a higher engagement.
Right.
And then if I'm doing the permission-based intro, I will do that all at once. But here's what's important. You have to do all of it all at once. If one or the other doesn't do it, it'll never get done. It'll never get done. Okay.
Hold on.
So I also, this is just me being a little bit of a detail nerd, but I have a timer on my phone. It's a countdown timer and it looks like this. And I will actually set it counting down and I'll go all the way to 30 minutes. I'll be like, we're right at 30 minutes. Now there's, you know, and I won't obligate someone, but at this point, people like doing this with me and they know how effective I am at it and my leads convert. So they'll be like, what can I do for you? And I'll be like, okay, well, let me tell you what I got. And I'll describe what I'm doing. Here's my perfect audience. I'm really prepared. I've actually put the notes in my master doc that I share. And then I'll say the other thing that I'll do for everyone you introduce me to, I'll mail them a copy of my book as a gift from you. And I'll be like, really? And I'll be like, yeah. Okay. Now, obviously one of the reasons I do that is because it converts more. Okay. It does, but you don't have to have a book to make this effective.
Right. Right.
But it's, the faster you engage, the more engaging, the better. So I'm at this point really good at it. I will even tell them exactly what to say because I know what's most effective in introducing me. And then I'll do a little pitch. I'll do a little show and tell. And then boom, it'll be done. And then depending on who I get the referral from, sometimes I'll time this out where I know that I'll be maybe getting 4, 5, or 10 referrals. I won't book anything for the next hour after I do a referral party, because what I'm going to do for each of those people is I'm going to look them up. So I'm going to find them and I'll make a little personal follow-up video just for them. Hey, Bob, really nice to meet you. Thank you, Alice, for the introduction. First of all, great to meet you. I checked out your website. I like this, 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 and this. And just my initial instincts after looking at that tell me that what we could talk about is this opportunity, and this opportunity. So there's no pressure at all. But if you want to chat, I already gave you my booking link. You can book it for either 30 minutes or 60 minutes. And I'm looking forward to talking to you soon. Boom. Okay. That's right from my phone.
Wow. Awesome.
And again, if I'm using an Android or if I'm talking to an Android, it's going to be crappy video, a minute long, and it'll suck. Okay. If you're dealing with an iPhone to iPhone user, you can start sending audios, pictures without restriction. And again, that's my bias. And I've also found iPhone customers are better customers. They just are better, more educated, easier to deal with. They don't have some axe to grind about how app. It's just like, I just have found it's sort of like having a political discussion with an angry Thanksgiving family member.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Someone on here hates you because of that, but most people on here
don't care, don't need them. Yeah. I'm not in the business of being loved. I'm in the business of helping people make more, working less, and dealing with less BS.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. But I love that you.
Gross headache.
I think it's like just even a good example of someone who's, you know, made it, and Mike's made, you know, millions and millions and kajillions of dollars and had so much success, but a lot of it is about taking a stand, and you have more authority when you just say, this is who I work with and this is who I don't, and I'm not going to apologize for it. And I don't care if you like me or not, which I think most women struggle with because they care. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've said to the ladies in my audience, it's like, you know, I will always put myself out there, even if you don't like me. I don't care if you don't like me, as long as it's for the sake of transformation. You know, if I'm doing it just like putting things out there to be funny, whatever, but it's Ryan, like,
yeah,
it's right. Like, I have an opinion. I'm not afraid to use it. And I don't care if you like me, as long as it's going to transform life. So I think that's a good stand to take that you have. And I think it's okay. Like, you don't have to work with everyone. And those who are trying to work with everyone are leaving a lot of money on the table. So
That is so true. Here's the metaphor I'll use. I'll often ask people, like, how will you know if you're successful? And another way of asking that question is, I'll say, do you know the fastest way to make $1 billion? And I don't know, what would your answer be if I asked you that question?
Oh God, I don't know how to make $1 billion. What's the fastest way to make $1 billion? Work with people who have hundreds and hundreds of millions. I mean, I'd work with
pretty close.
Or working with billionaires.
Yeah. So it's help a billionaire make 10, because they'll gladly give you $1 billion to help them make $10 billion. Okay. Now, an ignorant answer, an uneducated answer is, well, let's see. Or if someone ever starts out and says, for me to feel good, I need to help 1 million people, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, first of all, I already know the answer to this question. Have you even helped one person? Has it scaled to 10 or 100? Probably not. And most likely you haven't even helped yourself yet. That's just the cold, hard reality. Is that's why it's an ignorant answer. Mm-hmm. And you'll
good
never
thing
get
I didn't
to
say
where
that,
you
Mike.
Want. Yeah, it would have been okay. I would have been gentle on you.
I but mean, it'll be, and you didn't even tell me you're going to ask me that question. I kind of passed. That's exciting.
Yeah. It would have been like, yeah, exactly. So afraid of his judgment. Where did that come from? It's but the intent behind this is a big mistake people make. Is it's like, I need to help everyone in order to feel good about myself. And I was like, that's what you go to a therapist for. Okay, that's a problem. You will find that here's what I say, and it'll sound cold and harsh at first, but you know me well enough to know this doesn't come from a cold, harsh place, which is don't work with the broken, or you will soon be broken too. Charity is not business. Now, it is great to give to charity. And as you know, I have been, you know, my wife Vivian has had a nonprofit philanthropic organization working in Uganda and India and with Native American tribes for 17 years. And we've raised and given away millions and millions of dollars through that organization with a lot of help. And but your goal should be to provide great services to people who can afford them, who aren't going to fight you to get there. And what you'll find is in general, people who are successful and wealthy and coachable are going to be your best clients you ever have. Scarcity mindedness, people suck. They're going to have unrealistic expectations. They are suffering from a combination of more than likely ignorance and if they're uncoachable, stupidity. All right. So stupid is when you know better and you do it anyway. Okay. Ignorant is when you're just not educated. That is a forgivable sin. Stupid isn't. You know, surgery can fix ugly, but it can't fix stupid. And that isn't your problem. It shouldn't be your problem. So don't work with stupid people. And in this particular case, now the reason I'm going off on this little bit of a tangent is some people I found will be like, well, I don't have anyone to do referrals with, a referral party. And that tells me one of three things. One of them is you got no credibility or trust in your connections, or you've long outgrown who you're spending time with. Because if you aren't around upgraded mindsets and upgraded people, that's a reflection on you. And you have probably been scarcity minded, meaning you haven't given anyone anything. And here's a really important part of referral party. If your goal is to give mediocre referrals and hope that you're going to get more, you will fail at this and you'll continue to ruin what poor reputation you have. You have to enter into this through the lens. And I swear this is what I do. It'll be like, hey, I'd like to give you a gift. First of all, I only go to people I think I can actually help. All right. And some people have crappy reputations and nothing to offer, and they're scarcity minded and not brand representative to themselves and myself. I'm not going to do this, right? So, but I will help people who I know need a jumpstart and a kickstart, and I don't expect a damn thing. So I will go in and say, I am certain I can refer some high quality people your way, or most likely introduce you to people who can solve and help you with some of your biggest challenges you have right now. I do a thing called referral party. And it's when we get together, spend an hour together, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to do this for you. No catch, no questions asked. Okay. If you happen to think that there's some people that you can refer me to, that's fine, but I'm not doing this for that reason. Okay. Now, the reason this is important is if you did a referral party, 10 of them, even 20 better, first of all, you're going to get really good at this in no time. And people are going to have so much goodwill towards you. They're going to feel good about you, and you're going to get used to giving first. And this is a giving first resource. And if your goal is that you think you're going to just get more out of someone and more relationship, that is scarcity mindedness. That is a disease, and it belongs to poor people, poor of spirit and poor of grace and poor of bank account.
Like I said, you take a stand, man. It's awesome. Well, this is great. So yeah. Referral party's coming out, probably you said February, something like that.
Yeah, real soon. Actually, you can go to referralparty.com right now. I'm double checking it, but I set it up and I created a whole free toolkit for it. And that way you can download the guide and the book. And I'll make sure that that's up right now. And then it'll eventually just redirect right to the book. So that's a really good tool. And I do a step-by-step video. There's copy-paste scripts you can use. It's really, you know, if I started out from scratch today, you could build it easily, a seven-figure a year business running 100% off referrals, no funnels required, no complicated anything. Literally, it could just be a one-page website, book an appointment with me, and maybe download something. But it's all I do.
Well, what I was going to say is, like, which is great, because most financial advisors, at least, especially if they've been in the business a little bit of time, like they're completely dependent on referrals. But the difference is they don't know how to go and get them. They just get them because they're really good at what they do, which is a great sign. If you're really good at what you do and you get referrals anyway, just imagine if you were proactive about it, intentional about it, and you did this monthly, like how huge of results you would get. So thank you so much for joining us. Yeah. Anything else to add? So go to referralparty.com, check out Mike Koenig's. Anything else to add? I know you got a new book also that just came out called New Act. They can check that out. Oh, Your Next Act. Yeah. I'm sorry. Next Act. Good Lord.
Yeah. You can get this at my website. It's my name, but I'm going to use an alternate website so it's easier to spell. It's paidforlife.com/free. You can get this. This is, you can just have the book for free. Okay. I give my books away too. Obviously, I sell them. If you want to buy it on Kindle, you can do that too. But you'll get the PDF for free. And I do that. I was like, what's the catch? Why do you do it? Well, first of all, someone a lot smarter than me a long time ago said, if you want to create a movement, the way to do that is you got to get 1,000 people to read your book so they talk about it. Right. That's how you do it. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, the most impact I've ever created, it's usually from, you know, it can be from a podcast, right? It can be from an event where you speak at it. But, you know, as Brian Tracy said long ago, your life is changed by the people you meet and the books you read. And a good book is oftentimes years of someone's life packed into something that you can buy for less than 10 bucks and some of their greatest secrets, if it's a good book, you know. Mm-hmm. And this is like a 30-year painful journey of mine for the past 30, really, my entrepreneurial journey packed in. And like, if I would have known what's in here now when I just got started, I mean, and really understood it, you know, some of this just comes from, you just gotta have, you know, have some spurs under your saddle and you know, fall off the horse a few times to learn the hard lessons. It's just like life's got to kick you in the skull a couple times to get it. At least
better
me.
Than kicking you in the nuts.
I'm a man. I'm just a dumb man. I'm an ape, you know, but
so dumb. Super. Yeah. So if you can be as dumb as Mike Koenig, you can make a lot of money and help a lot of people. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. I know this is a real treat. We often have a lot of ladies on here. And so every once in a while we got a token guy and always just, I'm very particular about who I bring on with in the male category, the dumb skulls, but you are one dumb skull I'd love to have even again. So thank you for being here, all of you, and we'll see you next time. Again, go check out MikeKoenig.com. I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find the right spelling. And you can get the new latest book, Your Next Act. Did I just say that right this time? Okay. And then go to referralparty.com as well so that you can get the download and be ready for when that book comes out. Thank you so much, Mike.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.